now. If you're just stretching and yawning, how do you fancy a nice gentle run around a stately home in Somerset? Well, there is one of those on the go at Montacute House today. It's a park run, and David German has been taking part for the last 4 years, but today's of particular note because it's his 100th time at the event. Oh, and as a side issue, get this, he's 79 years old. Now, I caught up with him yesterday, and the first question I asked him was how long he's been doing it. Saturday breakfast on BBC Somerset. We are always intrigued and pleased to hear your stories. So if you are inspired by what David tells you, do please get in touch with us. But here is David telling us what made him get involved in the first place.
I did my first park run in 2000 and I've got it written down because I thought you'd ask. 13.
Which is just a few years ago. So relatively recently. I mean, have you always been a fan of running?
No. So I joined a running club up in Buckinghamshire when I was about 50.
Yeah.
Because I was beginning to put on a bit of weight, as people do. And just a very low level sort of way. I did a few 5K races then. And then we moved down here to Somerset, so I joined the Langport Runners.
And it's great way of meeting people, I guess, when you're new to an area.
It is, but that would just be within Langport Runners, which is a fairly small club. But Parkrun, currently, they get about 400 people turning up every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to run around Montacute Park Estate. With having to cope with the sheep and the cattle that they have there.
That makes it more fun, sure.
So you've got to watch where you tread, yes.
And we're thinking if this is your 100th this weekend and you start in 2013, that's kind of one every other week, isn't it? So yeah, is that enough, do you think?
Recently, I've been running every week because I've been getting determined to get to this 100.
Yeah, when did the landmark first kind of come into your lineup and thought, actually, I could do this?
Well, the scheme, as it's set up nationally, has all these targets. The first target for adults is 50 events.
That's quite a big target, if you don't mind me saying. They want a bit of commitment, don't they?
Yeah, so you're not really doing it just to get a T-shirt. It's because you enjoy it. Other club members come and run it, so we meet up to Mount Upost 8 at Montacute House, and you see other people from other clubs, and most of the runners are not members of clubs at all, actually. It's
quite so anyone can just turn up and do it?
Yeah, you have to register to get a barcode, and that allows them to, when you present your barcode at the end, your time has been recorded, and then it's all published, and it's all...
You're legit.
You're legit.
And the time at the end, it's not a race, is it? It's a fun
run. No, they stress very much Parkrun UK, very adamant that it's not a race. So there's no winner.
Yeah.
They have to use language like the first runner is Joe Smith or whatever. So no winners.
Yeah, no winners, no losers.
But
that's
of course,
how we like it.
Anybody that comes in the top 10 or 20 is going to be trying to do their best to win.
And have you ever come in the top 10 or 20?
In my age category, yes.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's that any category is worth being in the top 10 or 20.
That's very important, yes.
And how far is the distance? How long is the run?
It's 5K, 5 kilometres or 3 miles.
And how long would that take you to do normally?
Well, the first runners are doing it in 17 minutes, but
show-offs.
More like 37 minutes from myself.
So a nice kind of pace, and it's enjoyable, I'm thinking.
Well, I try to, yes, because I'm not trying to break any records, or not trying to break any bones or strain any muscles.
I do bones or records in that order, rather than the other way around. But, I mean, to some of us, running takes us back to maybe school days when we were forced to do it. I don't know about you, but I used to hate that.
Well, I did. I didn't like, I got a stitch and all that sort of thing, when a lot of youngsters do. So I didn't like cross-country running. I did a bit of athletics, like 100 yards as it was then. That was a long time ago, that.
Yeah, yards, we don't talk about those anymore. No. What's one of those? And as far as doing the runs go, do you have to do any sort of special warm-ups?
No,
special food?
I think everybody that runs has their own fad or like I like a little bit of porridge in the morning before I go off. But
laced with fruit or just raw and as it happens?
A little bit of sultanas.
Oh, that's good. Definitely get you going. So that's the most important.
Just to get started. A bit of stretching if you're going to really push it a bit. So you need to do some stretching like good athletes would do.
Thank you for coming to see us today and good luck with the 100th.
Thank you very much.
Anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, after the park run, in the afternoon, I'm helping to set up a fun run, which is to do with the Battle of Sedgemoor 10K road race around Langport. And then on the 3rd of September, we've got a North Moor in Langport. We've got a children's similar to a park run. 4 to 14-year-olds come and run 2 kilometres or so. And I'm constantly trying to persuade people to come and join in, such as yourself. I'm sure you...
What time do you do the run? What time does it happen?
It starts at 9 o'clock.
Oh, you see, I'm on air till 10. Oh, what, wouldn't you know it? What curses.
Well, they do have a thing called Freedom Run.
Yeah, sorry, can't hear you. not listening. Please in here.
You can do those any time.
Yeah, no, not me. The telly's not going to watch itself, David. What are you talking about?
Well, parents bring their children in a buggy, so perhaps you could get
something. Now you're talking. Now you've hit on something I can do, right? I'm just going to Google buggy big enough, right? Okay, how many stone?